All this week, we're taking a close look at America's veterans, and especially the benefits they receive. Now, over the past year, we've heard a lot about the long waits for care and also a persistent backlog for disability claims. It turns out there's something else. When you're a veteran, where you live matters, especially when it comes to getting all the benefits you might be eligible for. NPR's Quill Lawrence covers veterans issues, and he joins us on the line. Hey, Quill.
Good morning.
So, Quill, I know we're going to dig into some data here in a moment, but just a broad question. I mean, if geography matters in terms of the benefits that you receive when you're a veteran, why is that important?
Well, really because the VA's mission says it shouldn't matter. The VA's mission is to care for those who've borne the battle and their widow and their orphan, and it doesn't say just if you live within 30 miles of a VA. So NPR, along with several of our member stations, we looked at data from 3,000 counties nationwide, and we're going to share some of what we found this week. The benefits they get, you know about a lot of them. Health care is a big one, probably the biggest. There are monthly disability checks if you have a service-connected disability. There's also home loans. There's life insurance. There's education through the GI Bill. There's a lot that people don't know about.
Yeah, a lot of these benefits, really, it runs the gamut. So tell us in this research what exactly you found.
So we found there's a huge variation from state to state and even within each state on how much the VA spends per veteran. It can sometimes be 50% more spent per vet per year. In the highest state, it's about $7,600 per year per veteran, and in the lowest one, it's less than $5,000. And we didn't find one big explanation, but we found a few things that might explain some of it. And we can start out with a story out of Massachusetts, where data from the VA shows that they spend nearly four times as much on health care for veterans in Boston as they do out in Cape Cod.
That's a big discrepancy within one state.
And it can make a huge difference in a veteran's life. So we can hear now a piece from Martha Biebinger from member station WBUR. And she talked to vets in both places. She starts with a vet in Boston.
This was my challenge coin when I was state commander.
At 69, George Murray is a shirt-popping, proud leader in the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Home Post 1018, Boston. Murray served in Vietnam. He says his health problems started after exposure to Agent Orange.
I've had lung cancer, heart disease. I've had a heart attack. I had a triple bypass. I had a heart attack after that. Then I had a stroke.
Murray gets almost all of his care at VA hospitals and clinics and has no complaints. Well, one.
The service at the VA has been outstanding. You get great care. The food isn't bad. The coffee stinks. If they improved their coffee, I'd go up there for coffee in the morning.
Places like Boston, with special VA services for elderly, homeless, and low-income veterans, tend to have sicker patients. That may help explain why the VA spends $25,000 per veteran every year in Boston and just $6,500 per vet on Cape Cod. Convenience is also a big factor. For 20 years, Murray went to one of two VA medical centers in Boston, very close to home.
Tops 4 miles to the left and to the right. I mean, neither one of them are bad to get to.
Now meet Ron Percy, a Vietnam vet on Cape Cod. When Percy woke at 3 a.m. one morning last July with chest pains, he was a long way from his assigned VA hospital.
I couldn't breathe. So there's no way I could go the 75 miles to Providence.
Cape Cod veterans have a clinic for checkups, but for almost everything else, they're sent to the VA in neighboring Rhode Island. After his heart attack, Percy has bills from a Cape Cod hospital that the VA has so far refused to pay. He's appealed, and the VA says it is reviewing his case. For all his planned care, Percy makes the 3.5 to 4 hour round trip.
A couple of years ago, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. So I had 44 treatments that I had to go to Providence for every single day.
Percy got there in a van run by volunteers. It would leave at 7:30 a.m. and return after all the passengers getting tests or treatments were ready.
My appointment was like at 9:30. I'm all done at 9:45. That's wasting the whole day. A lot of people just will say, hey, I can't put up with it, and they won't go.
Won't go. That's one reason vets who live far from VA medical centers are not getting all the benefits they've earned. That includes men and women suffering from PTSD, Rob Harrington, a vet whose convoy was bombed in Baghdad, works at a Cape Cod outreach center.
There's a lot of veterans. I get them set up for a doctor's appointment and everything else, and they don't get down there for transportation reasons. It's a long drive. The stress level definitely is not fair.
Harrington says some vets on Cape Cod give up on the VA.
They get on MassHealth, or they a lot of them use their own personal insurance, even if it's combat related, because of the inconvenience of it.
Here's another factor. It costs more to treat veterans in cities where doctors and nurses are paid more. Still, part of the spending gap is hard to explain.
Our best guess is that a lot of that probably has to do with management and stewarding the public dollar.
Ashish Jha studies VA healthcare at the Harvard School of Public Health.
And even when you look across VA hospitals, some organizations seem to be a little bit better at managing resources than others.
Whatever the explanation, veterans on Cape Cod are frustrated that the VA spends four times more per vet in Boston than it does on them. Tom Sullivan, who heads the Cape Cod chapter of Disabled American Veterans, says vets where he lives deserve better.
We don't need, a 1,000-bed hospital, but a hospital where they can actually start caring the vets here and they don't have to go to Providence or Boston.
There's no talk about building a new VA hospital in Massachusetts.
Okay, that reporting came to us from Martha Biebinger from member station WBUR. We still have NPR's Quill Lawrence with us. He covers veterans issues. And Quill, one thing there that struck me in Massachusetts, convenience. I mean, there's some veterans who are literally leaving money on the table because they just can't get to a VA. Go through some of the other reasons that there are these discrepancies.
Right. There's that where if they just don't go down there, they end up opting for private care. Some are totally beyond the VA's control. Where vets decide to retire, that ends up raising the number in that particular county. Some hospitals are more or less expensive, depending on the location, the management. Another reason is outreach. If the vets in a state or county don't hear about these benefits, they're not going to use them. So that's down to the state VA on whether they're educating their veterans on the benefits they've earned. And each one of these has its own eligibility requirements, and they're very complicated.
How complicated? I mean, can most people finally figure out how to sort of get through the bureaucracy?
They're set up so you're supposed to be able to do it yourself, but I don't know. Do you do your own taxes?
I don't. I used to.
Yeah.
It got too complicated.
It's a bit like that. And the VA sort of says, well, everyone should be able to do it. But at the same time, they've got a built-in system of advisors in each VA who are supposed to help you fill out your benefits. And we found that, you'll hear this in our story tomorrow, that if you get this semi-professional help to fill out your paperwork, you can end up getting double the compensation on your disability claim.
Does the VA acknowledge these discrepancies and try to explain them?
Well, these stats cause the VA a huge headache every year when they come out because some state has to come in last in terms of the VA dollars spent per veteran, and then the VA gets a dozen angry calls from that state's congressional offices.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically told us there are so many unknowns and so many factors in this data. Bear in mind, only about 9 million veterans use the VA, and that's out of about 22 million vets nationwide, so that's a huge unknown as well. But our look at the data sort of suggests that if VA services were all being given with equal efficiency, if all veterans were being educated equally well about the benefits that they've earned, then you wouldn't see these crazy variations in the numbers.
I know we'll be looking at a lot of these variations much more deeply as this week goes on. It's NPR's Quill Lawrence. Quill, thanks a lot.
Thank you, David.
And we should say this project is a collaboration with NPR member stations. It's called Back at Base. Tomorrow we'll hear about veterans in Indiana. And you can learn how much money the VA is spending on veterans in your county. Just go to our website, npr.org.